Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even in the midst of a busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never taken it before, I'd encourage you to start with our Christianity 101 course. It'll introduce you to the basic concepts of following Jesus that we try to build on with these challenges. We follow a weekly rhythm where our community stays in sync, even though we're not together in person. So every Monday, we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that changes our thinking. Thursdays, we try to apply and live it out. Fridays, we take time for prayer and reflection. Saturday is our day of rest. And then Sunday is our day for community, especially Christian community. And we have a new Christian community that meets in Ajax. We're taking a break for the summer, but we'll be resuming in September. See RedeemerAjax.ca for more information. Well, do you ever have a sense that you were put on earth for a purpose? Or you've done something and just said, oh, I was made for this. No matter what we might believe about God, it's statements like that that reveal something about humanity. That many of us have a sense that there might be a purpose to our lives, even if we can't articulate where it came from. A Christian certainly would say, it comes from God. God has given me a purpose and a calling and a vocation. But many of us in this world have no trouble sensing that somebody might have been put here for a purpose. When they see somebody doing something incredible that they happen to have been in the right place and the right time for, they happen to have been particularly suited for, and they actually said yes, took on the challenge, and made the world a better place. Now, we might immediately think of famous people who were able to do incredible, huge things because they're in the right place at the right time, but it happens to regular people as well. I just heard a story a few weeks ago about a team of Canadian nurses heading to Nepal to do some medical relief. Just as they were about to leave, a devastating earthquake hit. And suddenly, there was a team of Canadian nurses with all kinds of medical equipment and expertise on their way there, quicker than anybody else could even get there. Because it was already in the plan, God already had them in the right place, at the right time, with the right skills. You could almost say they were there, designed to be there, planned to be there, for just such a time as this. That line is a quote from the passage we're going to be studying this week, from the book of Esther. A young Jewish woman who became a Babylonian queen and had an opportunity to save her people from genocide. And the person who was trying to convince her to help and step in told her, maybe you were put here for just such a time as this. We'll look at that story this week. So here's your question for today. Have you ever been in the right place at the right time to make a real difference? I hope you'll share that story with somebody else you know. From the train, bus, work, home, somebody else you see regularly. Watch the videos in sync. You don't have to do it together, but as long as you're watching the videos every day, whenever you are together, you'll have an opportunity to discuss what you've been learning. Could be the start of a great spiritual friendship. So have a good discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow.